It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet.
Mazzola on Twitter at JMazJD of the Four Profit Worry exclamation point profit podcast, the absolute best in the business when it comes to handicapping golf. JMaz, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken BetQL Tuesday. What's going on, my friend? Are you over what you saw this weekend in CFB?
I don't think my eyes will ever be over what I saw this weekend in Ann Arbor. I really don't want to talk about it, to be honest with you, but it was nothing unexpected considering what we knew going into the season and what we saw in the loss to Montana. So just, you know, had to let it all out on Twitter, and I apologize for all those following for golf. It was just one of those nights. Just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, like, when expectation is that high for a team and you go loss to FCS team, like, embarrassing primetime loss on, like, ABC, like, it's basically the worst possible way to start a season when, like, I mean, the preseason win total was, like, 9. They were supposed to be really good. It really not great. Like, can Sam Heward start by the end of the year? And we don't have to do the Washington report. That's fine. James, maybe we'll get a
Pac-12 Washington report.
The Washington report, which is just, I mean, Kanish was rowing the boat like George Washington
from the producers that brought you the Stanford report. It's the Washington report. You bet.
A lot of interest in the Stanford report. A lot of people clamoring for that at the end of the week. James, obviously, we didn't have you on last week to talk about golf, and the big reason for that is there was no tournament. And next week we have the Ryder Cup, and you know, maybe we'll do some betting for that. I think there are actually, like, really good betting markets available for the Ryder Cup normally, but in kind of in between end of the Tour Championship, Ryder Cup, all this stuff, we have, like, I don't even, is it the Fortinet Championship? I don't even know how to pronounce this. I don't, but it also doesn't matter. So
I wanted to go with Fortinet because it's more Fortinet, but I think you're right. I think it's probably Fortinet. Yeah.
Or it's like it's like an anagram version of Fortnite, and somebody just mixed up the letters. Basically it's the Fortinet. I'm going to call it the Fortinet. We got the Fortinet coming up this week, which is basically,
Leonard
Fortinet. Nice. So what can you tell us, James, for those of us trying to get back into golf betting after that week off, Ryder Cup next week? What can you tell us about this tournament that can help us make good betting decisions?
Absolutely. So formerly the Safeway, they don't obviously have a sponsorship anymore, but that's what everybody knows it as, right? So this is a golf tournament or a golf course that we've seen a lot. They've had it at the Silverado Resort and Spa there in Napa. Of course, I've actually played a couple times, so it's kind of cool whenever, you know, you get that track that you know a little bit. Let's just call this what it is. It's a resort course. This course is meant for people to, like, go have an easy round of golf and sip some bold cab, you know, after their round. This will be destroyed by these golfers. We used to see, like, shorter hitters do well here, but now it's just all bombers. I mean, we saw Cam Champ, you know, even Stuart Sink, he added 20 yards en route to his drives winning last year. And so what we see is actually a golf course that is actually rather hard to hit the fairways. They're very narrow, but there's just absolutely no rough to speak of in terms of penalizing these guys. The greens are a little bit hard to hit, but the up and downs are easy as well. So, you know, this is going to be, you know, one of those fun birdie fests that that everybody loves. And, you know, we actually have some decent golfers here. We have John Rahm, we have Decky, we have Webb Simpson. So, you know, more so than normal, we're seeing a better field this year, this time around.
JMaz, what's your take here? I did a double take when I saw this. It's like plus 335 to win this event. Like, that's, we never see numbers like that. Like, how would you make sense of that? Like, is there a good reason for it? Is Rahm a deserved favorite at that price?
You know, it's interesting. There's some kind of obligations that these guys have where they have to play these tournaments once every, like, 4 or 5 years. And so I guess Rahm's going to use this as a Ryder Cup test, which you know, with all the stuff that's going on with the U.S. team right now, having Rom kind of using this as just like his playground to focus on getting ready for the Ryder Cup, I think the U.S. might be in a little bit of trouble. But we can talk about that next week. Rom as a 300-1 favorite, you know, this doesn't have that strong of a field. You know, you do have a little bit of a top heavy. This is mostly for those guys coming over on the Korn Ferry Tour who just got their PGA Tour card to get a little bit of experience on tour in what we are. What is the swing season? I mean, we basically have golf from now all the way until December, and it's not going to be your household name. So anytime you do get one, you're going to get him at an insane price. But it's actually, like it always does with Rom, it's making some interesting prices in the middle of the market. And there's a lot of guys that I like there.
Yeah, and we can talk about those guys in just a second. It's just, it's crazy. Like, so Rom only have one tour victory this year? I mean, he should have won Memorial, but doesn't he only have the U.S. Open? Isn't that the only thing he's won this year? Or has he won more tournaments than that?
Yeah, so just U.S. Open, and then obviously, you know, Memorial and starting strokes, whatever that counts as.
Right, interesting the 72-hole debate, right? Win.
I think he has a European Tour win. But yeah, I mean, doesn't really have much, but he's still by far the best golfer and by far the most consistent golfer in the world right now.
Yeah, no, just it's crazy to just like see a price like that. And it's like, I mean, he wins more often than every other golfer, but just to say that means like he might win like 10% of his starts instead of, you know, like 4% or 0% or whatever. It's just like crazy to see a price like that. So you mentioned, James, that you like some guys in the outright market, maybe in the middle of the market, maybe past obviously Rom, who's like an incredibly short favorite, and then, you know, a couple of the other big names in the field. Why don't we just start off you know, outrights for this week and who you like?
Yeah, and just a little, to go back on Rom just a hair, like, we haven't seen these numbers since, like, peak Tiger, right? So I don't think Rom is peak Tiger versus field. So, you know, that's going to give us some numbers that I actually do like. I'm paying my Wills Outdoor stack. This guy's going to come through. We've seen a lot of maiden victories here at the – I'm just going to call it the Safeway because I don't know how to pronounce the other name either, so we're going to call it the Safeway from now on. 28-1, love that. I talk about him enough. You know, a guy who is interesting, when we come out west, we get Poa Green. So I typically tend to gravitate towards guys who are used to Poa Greens. They're bumpy. The guys don't like them. They can get really frustrating, especially in the afternoons as they grow. So a Southern California boy, Charlie Hoffman, you see him priced anywhere, you know, from like 40-50-1. Multiple winner on tour, has had, you know, a solid success closing down the season in terms of making cuts, but he's playing in bigger events. This is not an event, you know, that he has to worry about too much firepower ahead of him. So Charlie Hoffman, anywhere, you know, 40-50, I really enjoy that as a number. And then, you know, when we keep going, you know, you do have Webb at the top. You have you know, Decky at the top. But the guy you're going to hear a lot about is Mito Pereira, coming over from the Korn Ferry Tour, where he won three events. When he first hit the tour, Barbasol, fifth, 3M, sixth. So he did hit the ground running. He's had about a month layoff, missed the cut to Wyndham, pretty good field there. And a guy who I expect fully to be able to continue that momentum from his multiple Korn Ferry Tour victories. So those are a couple of guys. Mito's priced like in like the 600s or 6,000. So you can get him anywhere from like 50-60-1 as well.
You bet. So it's Ken Barkley talking about whatever it's called, the Safeway, coming up this week on the PGA Tour with James Mazzola on Twitter at JMazJD. JMaz, what about some derivatives you're looking at? Matchups, et cetera, here for the Fortinet, the Fortinet, the Safeway, whatever.
Pat Perez, another West Coast guy, you're getting him at 20-1, or excuse me, a top 20 at anywhere from like 4-5-1. He's priced like 1,000-1 in the 100-1 in the outright market. That's a totally a buy for me. He's been striking his iron super, super well, gaining strokes on approach in five of his last six, and like big boy strokes, not like one or two. We're talking four or five strokes. That's what's going to be important here. You're going to have to hit it close, and most of the guys will do so. In the derivatives markets, you know, in terms of the full tournament head-to-head, I'm really a full fade on Decky right now. He just hasn't been the same since that Masters victory. And, I mean, that's come to be expected. We see that often. We saw it to Tiger. We saw it to DJ. And Decky's no exception. I think it's just the pressure that comes with being the Masters champion, especially the first Japanese champion ever. It just takes its toll. His ball striking has not been there, losing strokes on approach in two of his last three. We just haven't seen that form. A miscut at the Wyndham and basically top 40s since then. And so we're getting Webb Simpson and Kevin Na, who have shown excellent form as dogs to him. So I'm going to go ahead and fade Decky in the full tournament head-to-head market.
Okay, so we have some information there. We got your outright bets. We know we're fading Hideki Matsuyama in the head-to-heads. We even had, I think, a top 20 that you like in that as well. But I know your card, James, and I know typically when it comes out, it's like – there's literally like 75 bets on it and all types of things. So I'm going to guess that you've been holding something back, that there's at least something that we haven't yet talked about in any market. Maybe not an outright. Maybe it's a guy at a longer price. Maybe it's another head-to-head. Maybe it's a first-round leader bet, which I know you're obviously very popular for. So maybe in about 60 seconds here before we ask you about college football, one other bet that you have not yet referenced before we move on to college.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I like to stick to that theme, West Coast guys. Chez Reavie, who played pretty much all growing up on the West Coast and has had extreme success on Polo Green, plays very, very well at the AT&T, usually plays very well at Riviera, and we're getting him here, you know, anywhere from like 70 to 80 to 1. I think Chez is completely live this week. I also like him in a full tournament head-to-head over a guy I call him Tude, but he goes by Todd, Brendan Todd. Bunts it. He's going to have a really difficult time hitting his irons out of the rough because he's going to be missing fairways this week. Unlike normal, everyone will miss them. So now he's not only 20 yards back, but he's in the rough. I expect him to miss the cut, and you're getting Chez Reavie at like a minus 120. That should be a lot closer to minus 140 for me. So Chez is a guy that I will also have a first-round leader bet on. He typically does thrive in those early morning first rounds.
Got about 30 seconds to go here. Give us a winning college football bet for the weekend. We'd love for it to be in the Pac-12, but really anywhere on the board you'd like to take us.
Yeah, the first thing the most sticking to the Pac-12, obviously, BYU showed a lot. That Utah game was interesting. They were able to withstand kind of a ground and pound attack of Utah, and they're going to get the exact same matchup this week in Arizona State. And you're getting the hook there with the 3.5, them being 3.5 point dogs. I don't like Herm Edwards giving more than a score in any game ever. I've played against him the previous 2 weeks in this. He's not going to blow teams out. This is not his style of play. They will absolutely be grounding and pounding it once they get a lead, and they're just going to take it out of Daniels' hands. They're not going to let him make any mistakes. BYU has shown to be able to play right there with some of the better teams in the Power Five teams. So I really like the BYU getting that hook. Anytime Herm is given more than a touchdown, we have to go ahead and take that.
JMaz, fantastic stuff, man. Love having you on the show. Great to have you back on the show as Golf Returns to Our Lives here. Can't wait to talk to you next week. Some Ryder Cup. That's pretty fun. Mm. The great James Mazzola, the For Profit Podcast.
Can't wait. It's going to be exciting.
JMaz, good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week on You Better, You Bet.
All right, guys. Thank you.
At JMazJD on Twitter.
Fortinet?
I like Fortinet better.
Fortinet? Okay. Kind of goes with the Napa, like Cabernet.
Napa know-how.
Right, which has nothing to do with wine.
It's like yelling Napa random things. All right. 3 hours down, one to go. Final hour, power hour. Lochmas, the games Ken's already bet. And we'll give you some Major League Baseball bets as well.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.